Buckler?
Yeah, Jeremy's a guy who shows great character. You know, going through what he's gone through, what y'all were just asking him about, all the different things in his life that he's endured and he's come through and he's grown stronger. He's definitely a guy who deserves the award, and you know, we're honored to have him have an award for our team.
What have you seen from the Texans' defense? What kind of challenges do they have?
We all know that they have a good front D-line. We know that J.J. Watt disrupts a lot of things, especially, you know, he's great at blocking down passes, and he's, you know, great at rushing. So we really have to execute. Their secondary is solid. It's going to come down to execution like it does every single week.
You've spoken about how last year's rate was almost unrealistic and not to compare it to last year, the 27-2. But at what point does the interception rate this year become concerning to you, or become too alarming for you?
You know, you never want to have interceptions. I don't look at stats in a way y'all do. I look at them as, you know, if those are opportunities where we can have points, those are, you know, the stat line, whatever, it's whatever. I miss it because, you know, we got to get those points. It's my job to put us in a position where we can have more points on the board and win the games. You know, I'm the decision maker on offense. I have the ball every single play, and it's my job to make sure it goes to the right spot. So that's how I look at it. And yes, I have to do a better job of that. And, you know, words can't, you know, describe it. I have to go out here and I have to keep working. I have to keep grinding through it. It doesn't feel good at times, but you have to keep working. You have to keep working on fundamentals. You have to keep working on footwork, decision making, film study. It's just you can never stop it. You just have to keep going and enduring through it.
Is it frustrating to you that things haven't turned around in terms of the turnovers, that we ask you the same thing every week and you tell us the same thing every week?
I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep working. Just because y'all asked me doesn't mean I'm going to just, I'm done. I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep going out here. I'm going to keep working on fundamentals. I'm going to study on the film, study what's going on, because it's all correctable. I just have to keep grinding through it, keep working, and fix it. It's not just going to, you know, happen overnight. I'm excited about the opportunity to go play the Houston Texans this week. It's a one-game season like it always is, and I'm excited about that.
Is it surprising to you that it hasn't gotten fixed?
You know, I want it to be fixed. My words don't mean anything. I have to go out here and I have to prove it. I have to go out here and work towards it. I have to keep studying film and making sure, you know, the fundamental things. I see a couple of the plays where, you know, got to make sure my body's in the right position, because when it's in the right position, I can deliver any pass.
Matt Shermer was saying just that earlier today, that when your feet are set, you've been great. What's happening on the plays where either you're backpedaling or unable to get your feet set? What are you seeing on film with those issues?
Just different movements. I think that even though I do move in the pocket, I just need to make sure that I hit that back foot and I get my weight going forward. Sometimes I am going sideways and, you know, throwing balls, you know, where my feet aren't going towards it. But I've made a lot of throws where my feet haven't been going that direction too. So I can't just forget about that altogether and become a robot. I still have to be who I am, and I can't forget about that. But there's times where, you know, if my timing's a little off, maybe I missed it by a split second, I just need to not throw it and just check it down and move on. One of the ones in the game, I was a split second late, and it cost us.
Was that the
Huff interception? Yes, it was
the Huff interception. Which areas do you think experience has made you a better quarterback now than you were last year at this time?
I think that, you know, going through this process, every single day I learn more and more about playing this position, about, you know, playing in this league. It's easy when you're doing great. It's easy when you're throwing a lot of touchdowns and you're not making many mistakes. But when mistakes happen, it's going to be brought up. And when you lose, it's going to be brought up. And it's just going through that. And it's keeping that same mindset each and every day where you're going to work towards it. You're going to work to get better. And you can't let it affect you, because when it starts affecting you, then you don't throw it. You're a split second later. You don't practice as well. So I was excited to come out here and practice. I had a blast out here. It was fun just to get out here, to go through the drills, to throw the ball again and get things moving and get the week going.
Are you finding that you're throwing off your back foot more this year? And if so, I mean, why do you think that might be?
No, I just think that a few plays are just fundamentally, I just missed it a little bit. But I think that it's just continue to work through practice, to work through drill work, and just to, you know, in the game, just trust it. Just to trust my footwork, trust the pocket.
The throw to Riley Cooper that you made, that 50-yard throw, was that kind of an illustration of, were you on your back foot on that, or were you kind of?
I was sort of sideways, just rolling right, throwing back, trying to keep him a play alive, and he did a great job getting to the ball and making a great play. And that's where I say where I can't forget that I can move and I can throw the ball in different directions and I can throw from different areas. Just because I've made a few mistakes, I'm not going to just not throw it when I don't have my feet on me. It's decision-making. If I don't feel like I have it, my feet aren't ready, I just need to check it down to our running backs, because we have great running backs that do a great job after the catch. So it's decision-making at that where I really have to get better. And then, obviously, coming out here, working in the pocket. You can never get good enough in the pocket to where you're moving around and keeping your feet under you. So that's something that you just keep working towards.
In training camp this year, you spoke about the back shoulder throws, and that was something you were working on. How are those coming along? Are those looks you're getting in games, and are those balls you want to throw?
I've had a few on seams over the middle, but a lot of times I haven't really had great looks for it. And, you know, I'm just trying to stay within our offense right now and just execute our plays and do my job. You know, I don't want to get the plays are designed for a reason. And playing quarterback, I know why Chip's calling the play, so I'm going to run the play that, you know, we've talked about me and why we were running it and execute it that way. So, I think I'm up.
Two more guys. Jason is coming back real soon, and Evan right behind him. Two of the most athletic offensive linemen probably league. Do you sense that there'll be things that you know, play calls will be different, that things will free up?
No, we're going to still run our offense. Molk has been in there, Tobin, whoever's been there, Gardner, they've done a great job, and those guys are great athletes as well. So we're going to keep running our plays. Chip feels 100% confident, as do I, when those other guys are in there, because you have to have depth in this thing, as I've said, and we have very talented linemen.
Jeremy Mack on your first option on that 54-yard throw, where was that? Something that you saw later in your
program? He was my last option.
He was your last option. At what point did you see him? And
I just went through the front side read and then came back with a front, looking front side and just giving a little pump like that way, sort of flowed the backside safety over there. And when I came back, I saw Jeremy just flying down the middle, so I just wanted to give him a ball with enough air and enough distance to let it drop in there for him and let him make a play, because he's that talented of a receiver.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank y'all.